Moving from hearing clearly, very much to ensure that mobile telephones are turned off or silent, and use of mobile phone devices for recording are not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of any committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using messaging instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meetings. I remind members of their obligations under the Temperance Code of Conduct to delay to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest they may have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except for the councillors considering any exact matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak, and this is important, on any item, either in the chamber or via Teams, you must use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listening on the chat. I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question or seek for comment. Type P if you wish to propose. Type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate by the chat facility so that we are aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems.
Okay, folks, first of all,
any apologies if we leave from Councillor Stokes?
Councillor
McAvoy?
Councillor Traynor?
Councillor Traynor? Any more apologies? Okay. Unfortunately, members, we've had a number of tragic road accidents in the last week since we last met. We've had the sad passing of Rodney Powell and Robert Hollywood in separate incidents in the area right now. Our thoughts and prayers for the families of those two men at this time. Both on behalf of Council, I'd like to pass on our sincere condolences to the former Councillor and Chair, Lillian Bailey, for the passing of her father, Newton. Not just the happy student quarter, our thoughts are us and the only our family at the set of time. August also saw a number of sporting successes across the district. Our Commonwealth Games medalists, Stephanie Firth and Kieran McGeehan, shone at the Games, and Kieran only recently took the Irish record from recent days. Congratulations also to Carl Miners, who won the Down Championship against the very Berlin Hill Bridge. And also Harry Holland, his festivals, a lot of which is not all that I was at, and thoroughly enjoyed. And we've had two magnificent friendship occasions in our district with the Bake the Jam Festival and the Eats and Beats Festival. And I would like to say to thank Owen and his team for great organisation, spectacular events that were very well attended. And anyone of you who I met actually at those festivals come up and thank me for what were very successful events and for organising them. And that for the council organising them and putting on something that people really felt was fitting of our district. So I move on now to decorations of interest.
If
it's on the agenda, we can look at it, but not under church remarks. But.
Sure, apologies for coming. We're getting messages from people here not in the chamber saying it's lighting doesn't work. So we're just trying to test that now. If I could just have an indication, does it sound clear when I'm talking, or does it not? We need somebody external, just apologies, Chair, this is the time's office.
Sorry, did they need to be here there tonight? It's ready, isn't it?
Volume's fine. On the service, I just said the volume is fine.
Maybe
sure I see if you just move the mic in. Is everybody at home? Can you hear me now? Is that better?
That's clear now.
Okay, that's good. Okay, any other reason to
none? Okay. Item number 3 is the action sheet from Council meeting held on the 1st of August 2022, one of the two pages, page 1, page 2, page 3. Now, opposing side of the directors?
Yes.
Councillor Curran, Councillor Gallagher, Chair, I think we please propose and second through the any manager writing from the action sheet? No? Okay. Item number 4 is the council minutes of the council meeting held on the 1st of August 2022. I go through for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7. Can I have a proposer and seconder for accuracy, please? Proposed by Councillor McAleer, seconded by Councillor Sheldon. Okay, any moderator rising? Okay, we move item number 5, which are the minutes of the Enterprise Regeneration and Tourism Committee meeting held on the 8th of August 2022. Some of the students for accuracy, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page
11. Who's in a second?
Server over the chair.
That's So then, as I said, I need to take a proposal and second it through the student chat, please.
So the post chair.
Through the chat.
Thank you, Professor. Both by Councillor Andrew, second by Councillor Lee, second. Is any monitor ready?
Chair. There's somebody with a hair has their speakers on in the chamber.
After ERT last month, I was forwarded a post which appeared claiming that 16 out of 20 items were actually taken in committee and that the fact committee was not acting because apparently are in the interests of the community. It also accused the chair of that committee picking and choosing who he would allow to propose and second items that they appeared on the agenda. And it also accused that they've gone the Imperial Council, which was not present, of blocking an Alliance MLA from taking part in a joint public working group. And I would just like to put it on record that the Alliance Party had 3 representatives at that meeting, and I don't know whether there was a misinterpretation of what had actually happened at that meeting, but the minutes have been proposed and seconded here tonight as they were presented to us, and which I would also review. And I want to note it from myself how it continues to be so dishonourable that people go out and put things in public platforms, take cheap shots at council officials and other parties. And all of those things were untrue. Now, when I went to school, we called that lies, and those who said the lies. So I would like to think that this is not going to continue because it brings all into disrespect and it is not something that should be putting up with. So I just wanted to note that people are putting lies on Facebook about what happens within the workings of the council that they should be publicly called out. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor McGregor. Thank you. All of our responsibility under the Councillor's Code. Make sure what we put into the public domain is reflective of what is actually happening at those meetings. Our officials work very hard to ensure that our minutes are reflective of all that. And we propose and second that the next meeting that have been proposed and second that the evening has been ended up at that point. So I'd like to think that between the committee meeting happening and the proposing and second of those minutes today, that people will look back on themselves and realize that if they were incorrect, that they acknowledge that, desist from that going forward. Councillor Hannah, you've got a comment.
Yes, well, tourism is a bit of a nature across the
road. Under what item, Councillor Hannah?
Well, it's still a call to the after, not because the KNC are doing it, but we are doing it with the ballots.
What specific item are you referring to, Councillor Hannah?
What's your name, sir? The ERT therapy, our chair of errors. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, go ahead, Councillor Hunt. Chair, I'm just afraid that's a problem when I go to actually say so. It's bits and bits, or bits and bits, I'm not sure which way around it is. Took place last weekend, and myself and my colleagues received quite a number of complaints. So they did the major day on the Sunday, so they did. And what it was referenced to was there was a concert or a festival of music on the Saturday night. And what was it? The ballot seems to be that sectarian remarks were made from the states of the Orange Men and those who identified as British. There's some Irish music on it which I don't doesn't bother me in the slightest, but there also was Republican music on. I would like an investigation to commence as soon as possible to find out what did happen. Did the staff and the council look at what material was coming up? Are they engaged to protect the right people that were on the stage that come out with these remarks and create a sectarian atmosphere? Unionists that were present went to see music, so that there are people from the British that actually went to see music, so that they did not want to go to see a Republican show, so they didn't. So, Chair, I'm asking, I don't know if it was Connor or if it was Marie that would have to deal with this, but I want an investigation to instigate it as soon as possible to find out what did happen and why the council staff did not stop this whenever it started.
Yeah, well, I refer to Marie and I actually have a contact you for you.
Sure, the first that I've been made aware of this, so I've certainly picked it up and we will put a report through the ERT committee on the matter. I haven't been made aware of that, it's supposed to be with it, so I will pick it up.
All I would say is that this happened with a misfire because
my experience of it on Sunday was an exceptional day. I was there for a big part of Saturday morning up until mid afternoon. I did certainly didn't witness anything bad that this happened. What I can comment on is the fact that during my time there are at least 15 individuals come up to me on the Saturday, and most of us councillors, when an individual comes up here and they see you've got a council gong on you, you think you're going to get mugged over some issue. But each and every one of them, and they were from as far away as Eaton Arts, Clinchy, over into County Armagh, Forgotten, Porta Down, and down into Newry. All come over and literally shake my hand if they want to be congratulated on behalf of the Council of what's going to be standing event today. So if there were blemishes like that, we need to investigate and we need to deal with that. So all I would say is thank you for bringing it to the attention. It'd be very disappointing if that did happen, but as I say, we need to get the evidence, we need to get the evidence, we need to look at it, and we need to sit and investigate. Yeah? Okay. Councillor Ray.
Just to say what Clemens asked for, we bring into a chance to people sitting there thinking that council organized event would be inclusive. They were really hurt, really hurt. I felt the need to leave because of the remarks that I'll get, what is important to us is really that, I'm sure everybody will have the policy.
He's indicated she's adopted on pink. Mr. Clarkson?
Chair, thanks very much. You hear me okay, yeah?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. No, it's similar to your own vein of commentary. Anybody I spoke to had a fabulous time. It was a bit disappointing on the Saturday, afternoon and that. It was a heavy rain. But anybody I spoke to had a fabulous time at the event, both on Sunday and, Saturday that's been referred to here. Nobody made any complaints to myself, as I'm not aware of the office even receiving any complaints either. But obviously, if members of the public have picked up references from the stage, then that surely has to be looked into. But I just want to congratulate the officers for a great event. Everybody I spoke to had a great time on Sunday and want to see the festival return. But thank you, Chair.
That's for sure.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on tonight. Thanks, O'Reilly, who's speaking in the mind. It's all too lit up red. Thanks, their car sounded a bit weird there. It didn't sound like the normal season. I don't know what's going on with the other half again. Thanks, their car. But it's really good, Chair. So first of all, I would encourage those that are reporting that such event took place that they do forward that information to our officers that the investigation can take place. And because I have many counselors around the chamber and in the meeting attended, have not seen that they have experienced any of this as well. And it should be a positive spin of how many people turned out. I don't even know what the number, the official number was for the army folks, but from the videos and pictures I saw, it's well into the thousands. So Newcastle was absolutely driven. But Chair, I'd also encourage that, as counselors, we act in a professional manner. Because I am aware that whenever people who stop and say, change and things that happen, and it takes away from the prison sense that it is. But I do know that counselors did have a good stop and it has since removed it. So, hopefully, if there is any important information that was captured within that Facebook chat, that it can also be extended on, because I'm aware that the DNLA does still have her post up, that she did share a cancer basis post. So, if there is any valuable information within that, I'm sure that party will share that with her officers as well.
Okay, thanks for this.
Thank you, Chair. Just a bit of post. I would like to remove the poker. It's a lot online.
Sorry, Councillor Burns turn off this microphone and can just remind everybody to use the chat box function at the end of speak. Okay?
Thank you, Chair. It's just to note that the post is still up there and it's still public to any people who can see it. So, possibly, Chair, may not be able to my public list, but the post is still there. I would say that there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with them sharing common concerns that were all taken by members of the public and to be area that the festival was a good success and the fact that officers support, but honestly, if this has taken place and this needs to be thoroughly investigated, I have that intent. Is it right and proper that the council shouldn't hide this and that council shouldn't hide this and that I should encourage people that they have heard it and they need to let us
know?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I suppose it's just to probably what you said yourself. I've got the opportunity to meet a few of my own children here. They really did thank you for being here. So we're trying to be positive and have inclusive feedback across the board. From all sections of our community, it's not become irrelevant yet. Actually, everybody's enjoyed it. It's been amazing. I do want to show all the people involved in our organisation and contributed to them very fine and if what Councillor Lewis is saying today is correct about the element of arthritis, at this moment in time, it's your side. It's been spread on social media to be able to back it up. I do just give this video down, which is just taken away from what the video and best looking at. We're not even trying to be helpful for our district as a whole. I did want to present some of the some role, but then go to social media, look at that information, but again, it's back on staff points. It's a long way to go by us. If you haven't signed, the other two plans were before what had happened outside of Florida region, I think it's really just a mission after time. If it turns out to be right, I'd prefer to say 100% that he's alone, but at this moment in time, it's really clear to take away a lot more than support of the subject.
Sure. Again, I'm really sorry for coming in. Everybody when they're speaking, the people who are not in the chamber seem to be having real sound issues. So when you are speaking, can you literally do that and that will hopefully maybe make it clearer for everyone? Sorry.
Yes, we're at the stage at the very, very end of this past really incredible start. The people who got it on are kind of eight. And it's on the top chair, there's a couple of tests of people there, so the thought was the problem is incredible. I can't wait to come back. I think the point I want to make is that yes, if people have complaints, general complaints, bring it to elected reps, we actually have an obligation through the service to get those complaints checked out. And no taxpayers.
Sure, well, that's a censure. Look at the federal community against our community. But we're not in the region. That's why I built Chairman.
To reiterate the language that says that touched on earlier, it is we have an obligation to follow up and investigate that. That is not censorship, that is following up. What I am commenting on as well is we can have, everybody can have an opinion on, you know, the events that were not. I have said I was at the event for 8 to 10 of the guests, but at no point did I hear any comments of the sort. But it's the comments in and around, the White Castle is to say, that they have an obligation or it's their responsibility to share the concerns. It's not your responsibility to share the concerns publicly. We're elected reps. We have to follow them. We have to substantiate the concern, which you would damage, preferably, the eradication of investment of the economic. If they're to be unfounded, if they are to be founded, everybody in this chamber would support and call it and say it's not acceptable. Well, which is from that. When you're talking about the comments of the as an elected rep, I think you should be very careful about saying, that you voted a Republican show or create a sectarian error. It was the absolute opposite. At no point did that show create any error. I was there all day Sunday with my Protestant friends to do it as well.
Not only Sunday, Sunday, Saturday evening.
And let me finish the comments on top of Sunday by creating a Republican show or a sectarian error. We cannot go out and say those comments publicly. That's irresponsible because it is not of the sort. It was the most spectacular event that I've seen in this district for years. And that may continue. But yes, look into the investigation. But every councillor, make sure that you are acting accordingly when you're in a public forum upon the thoughts that may not be turned to you.
Yeah, Councillor McMurray.
Councillor McMurray, can you put your mic closer just because people can't hear you?
I've been singing on Sunday, there on Monday, and just thinking about whether it's the wrong moves, maybe. This is the first I've heard of them, so I'm not going to comment on any of that, but again, if the chief executive is going to follow the agreement, then that's going to have cost for us, it's not quite, anyone on there, this isn't quite a big concern, the question comes forward, so I'm going to be chatting.
I would actually change my request for what's making. That is an independent investigation. I do not know what opinion is with our people that identify the bodies, but I should come to the officers in this council.
I think that's a very good investigation.
I'm only saying to you, you have to have confidence in who you're giving your information to.
Chair, can you just come in and say it's just the executive of this council? They work on behalf of the entire community, and I completely refute that comment made by Councillor Hannah. That was actually defamatory towards the officers of this council. If anybody has any issues, they can raise those directly.
For the last time, I'm asking you to assist. I have a wee bit of respect for the Democratic Party. I more than do. And I give that call to stand for yourself. Councillor Ray, I will not hear another word on this subject from you, please. You've had your say.
Not comment from the chief. It should be put to the housing authority. Such a
great. As a first citizen of this council who represents everybody in this night, full confidence in my senior officers in this council to carry out all the and they don't remember the background. So the council seem to be very careful about what they say in this chamber, about individuals who are held in the highest esteem in this council because of their pedigree and the professionalism with which they carry things out. That event on Saturday and Sunday was exemplary in relation to this organisation, the football it generated for this district, the feed-good factor that it created, particularly what I saw on Sunday, because that's when most of the festivities took place in the good weather. And I give me all the responsibility to investigate things thoroughly, have confidence in our chief executive and our team to follow up on that. I have no doubt whatsoever. If an incident happened and evidence is provided, that will be investigated further and action will be taken. But at this stage, we have just decided to launch an investigation, and I have full confidence as a group of the members here that the chief executive will carry that out and we'll move on. Okay, Councillor, the race is the same subject already back in.
It's all right, don't worry.
Thank you. Councillor Mike here.
Thank you, Chair. It's not the same subject.
Okay. Yeah. What item is it?
Item 129.
Can you put your microphone closer? Councillor Mike here. It's very difficult for those of you.
Did you just forward? I'm very happy to endorse the potential designation of Sandy Bottom Warren Point as a designated swimming area. And when I look back on this, that we get comment from the officers regarding processes and understandings that entails testing of water quality and signage as well. And I would just ask that the signage is well thought out in terms of. So I think this is a good opportunity to put that little area of Warren Point on top in terms of tourism. I go there myself for swimming there most of the year, beyond all. And it's a great following altogether from all parts of Ireland. Home gentleman Thomas from Belfast, this is not a belief that does happen. It's a good quality water and try to put it out there, try to see great swim at night. So I think this is a good issue brought forward by officers of this designation. I fully encourage it and fully very more enhanced about doing that area. I remember there are good ideas about how to support this further and more facilities just in that particular area, which is a bit of very enhanced tourism.
Okay, members,
what you brought my attention is that the closure of these plans was back to the other last meeting, so you have 10 weeks long, or both are outside for the New York
City meetings, and that's please, for those who were at the moment. Can I have it through the chat, please?
Okay.
Sure, what was your
head to the
chat?
Can I have heard this? Sanger. Okay, all right. Okay, any more modernizing than the URT? No, I'll leave it off. Item number 6, the Minutes of the Strategy Policy. The Voters Committee meeting held on the 11th of August 2022, over 2 minutes,
page 2. Page for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6. In relation to SPNR 122-2022 Notice of Motion Live Streaming, the amendment that is required is the incorrect recommendation that has been read out on the recording. The minute should read, on the proposal of Councillor McGuinness, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, it was agreed to accept that option 2 of the officer's report with in-house facilitation to live stream council and statutory committee meetings A data protection impact assessment, DPIA, will be completed and a review to be carried out in 6 months. So the minutes have been corrected. So if I have a proposal and a second for that correction. That's for Alan's proposal. Okay. And it's going to be in a second.
Okay.
Comments from Councillor Alan.
Thank you, Chair. It's just in relation to the item number the party left form. I was able to be in a second with my proposal to let the Alliance Party see their acceptance form. Well, I'm thinking of the standing party where it is what is the current reference to the forum provides support of the current form, which is being structured as an individual political parties that are informed of policy matters related to issues in the last 6 days of the council. So we're not being involved in the form, they are excluded from the information discussions which other parties are agreed with in this council. So again, just I propose that that it be looked at in the last hour that this is the form.
Okay, be a second for your proposal.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that proposal that was put forward by the Alliance Group of Podcasting Money, is everyone in agreement?
No.
Okay, will you take it or vote then?
Chair,
sure. Yeah, that's not all. That's right. Chair,
we are just
in the other side. Yes, give me 1 second. Councillor
Bumari. Yeah. I work respectfully to Alan in this as well. Again, over the past couple of years, and difficulty with this particular council is that councils are jumping from one group into another. So you could have potentially the Ulster Unionist Party with 4 or 5 councillors, and under what you're suggesting now, the Ulster Unionist Party would be precluded from group leaders. Was to take a part in from the election to the election. To agree that party leaders, maybe 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, that your time at the strike of the election would depend whether or not you were on party leaders. The DUP were in a similar situation when one of their councillors was suspended, and we had to make a decision of whether do we put Glenn out of it, or to keep them in it, and all of the parties that were in it, more than one party, everybody thought, kind of, the fun over one day, and you might be one short the next day, and you might get, so if it goes from election to election, it makes sense, because yesterday you might have had 2, and then tomorrow you might have 4, and then make it back to 3, if you haven't thought out yet. You just never know.
Where it's going to go. So, that's the logic. It can be a vote all you want, but that's what the logic is. It's not about
keeping one party out. It's not about keeping one party in. It's a fact that almost every party. Thanks, Chairperson. Well, with respect to Barrett, I have been listening to your rule changes, which really have focused on one particular political party. So I well remember in 2014 being the leader of the Independent Alliance Group, and I was well able to represent us at the Party Leaders Forum. And then rule changes were brought in, particularly after Patrick Brown became police leader of the Independent Alliance Group, which would disallow independence from being recognised as a group, even though we were the third largest group on the council. Then we had a situation whereby, and Cotter Alliance wasn't allowed in because they only had 2 councillors. Now Alliance has got 3 councillors. And we have another rule change where it has to be elected at There seems to be a long litany of rule changes and inappropriate behaviour in terms of democratic representation. Then, might I add, primarily by Councillor Byrne over there, things have a problem with Alliance in particular and democracy in general. I think this is not acceptable, and I'm seconding this motion.
Well, just on that point, to reiterate to a certain extent what Councillor Murray had said, the overarching element of democracy is what the people say and who they voted for and what much party they voted for and who they voted for. Actually, I think that was the only self-standing that decision that was made. At the end, if you want to talk about democracy, you refer back to the people, and not what decisions are made in 20 party to party.
which happens. But if we want to address that, it can be addressed this evening, and it looks like there's a division of opinion in the chamber as to whether it believes it's the best thing to do to take a vote on this. Councillor Hannah, you want to comment before taking a vote?
Right.
Can you say that to me?
Those want to say something, but
I mean, Chair, quite honestly, I said it's the only fair and honest way of dealing with this. The strength of the election, the last election in 2015, that reflects the vote. I know Cadogan's turned out a Republican wing, but the Alliance Party said they had their vote. And saying that, there is still, he was elected as an independent, he remains an independent by any side that we commit. Join the Republican wing, the Alliance Party, what happened at the end of the last election was quite, I think it's the only way to deal with it.
Okay, well, do you have any other comments? Councillor Andrew, Councillor Sharon, sorry, this seems to be losing our
opportunity. Yeah, I'll be with the closest people to the end. Yeah, Chair, it's not often to say, Councillor Mara, your point for government for government. But the other side of it is there's been an accusation there, maybe as I was saying, right, that there has been untoward stuff being done that he has no evidence of such happening. You know, where is the evidence that the rules have changed? Because no rules have changed throughout the whole time. So if you have evidence of such, bring it forward to the chief executive, and then it can be shared with the party reps forum, and the party reps forum can consider what that evidence is and see if it is from. But the other point I'd make is you've joined the Alliance Party. Are you willing to give up your independent committee seats that you were appointed to as an independent councillor? No, you haven't. So, if you're willing to do that, then maybe we'll consider. But the rules haven't changed. Your accusation that has it has is untrue. So, again, it is on the party's basis. And as far as it is, there has been change in other parties, but it's on the strength of the election day. So maybe May next year, the Alliance Party potentially will have enough councillors that they will be part of the party around this forum.
Okay. Thanks for fun.
I'm not going to be putting the effort to say it's a directly challenged remark that's made by the driver of my opponent. The long that the rule changes have been already addressed by everybody in the chamber, there's been no rule changes in the method of investigation.
It's no longer needed the guidelines
in the sense of the Could you please show a bit of respect in the chamber, please? I want to call on all members to desist from interrupting. Barking and shouting in this chamber. A bit of respect for the chamber you're elected to and your colleagues. I will give every member an ample opportunity to have their say in this chamber. And going forward, I want people to desist from it. When you're called, you have your say. You have your say and you move on. That's the way we work here.
Yeah.
I want to keep that way from here on in. And if members continue to shout and roar, I will not kick them in. Because all you're doing here is turning this into service. It's an elected democratic chamber, and so we tend people started acting like they were elected to a democratic chamber. Right, Mr. Horn.
Thanks, sir. And just to finish off, if there has been any rule changes going on, let me get this information and comments in response to democracy led by Councillor Lee Horn, but it's issued in the Alliance Party. I can't argue that they've absolutely no issue with any party in this chamber. At no point have I proposed any rule changes. At every point, when I was the most regular afterwards, our party has backed up the rule that was made at the start of the council term. The Alliance Party had elected Councillor Bain and Brownlee at the start of the term. And don't think what about this. The other point that they did make, but might came out, is that the independent and Alliance were blocked from attending when they did deal with the three. The independent and Alliance technical group did not perform because it was opposed by the independent members. It was opposed by two independent members of the day. They went back and checked them. They didn't come from other parties to make that decision. It wasn't from horse list. And just finally, on the issue about that you think I got with Alliance, it is the other way around. They've already made allegations to the Commissioner of Independent Performance to say that there was absolutely no issue about how I conduct myself in the chamber and speak to Alliance reps That was withdrawn out as South and West Cancer Authority. I think you should read that room and desist from using my name and say that I can issue you.
Councillor Andrews.
Thanks very much, Chair. Thank you very much for your comments, but that's okay. So, but I think if you spout the rules and regulations, nothing's changed. You were elected May 2011 as a Green Councillor, a Green Party, and on May 2013, even at the start of Down Council, myself, another councillor from the Alliance Party and yourself formed a technical group within the council. And at the time, we were told the legislation prohibited that happening. And ever since then, under that local government legislation in 1972 and 2014, the legislation seemed to be for all intents and purposes, they are treated as a one-man party. When I was an independent and Down Council, I was regarded as a party, you know what I mean, even though I had got a mandate or an affiliation. And yet, whenever I went back to the SDLP in 2014, I went from being an independent to an SDLP councillor, but the people gave me the mandate within weeks of me changing from an independent to SDLP. The people backed me atop the call. Again, the rules served by central government, but they can make them up or down by them, and that's the way it goes. So, like the day, maybe after May 2023, between up councillors to go to the threshold to gain admittance, but once again, it's affected the will of the people.
Thanks,
Councillor Andrews. Councillor Max here. Yeah, thank you. And I just come to just speak a straight volume for the whole principle of democracy. Those currently set up goals as a member, representative land parties, only actually one of them was elected by people who weren't even picked up in this one.
Well, again, I go back to the reference of the underwriting. The ethos of democracy is a big operator say, so I think that's the grounds in which that really was originally brought about. We were calling by all the members in this chamber. Councillor McKinney?
I'm not surprised that Professor Hammack hadn't lost the session, because I'm obviously one of those who perhaps jumped ahead, but I lost every title committee I was on. And I can't see why a council with an independent can jump ship and still remain as an independent councillor. Look at the different rooms that are independent and want to jump to a pilot. There is somebody else in
that. Okay, I don't have that answer. But I think it's down to the fact that you moved from a party party designation. The time of the AGM is enough.
Okay, we'll put everybody in.
Sorry, I'm just having a few problems here with the chat. Just to pull on the colour, those at home, just to let you know that we have tested the online chat and the online teams and another part of the building here remotely. And the sound is fine, so it would appear that it may well be that the connection, wherever members are, this is causing the problem here. We have checked that and verified that it's not an issue in relation to that internet connections from here. So the chat is working as far as we're concerned in relation to the teams. Are you in the morning?
Sure. Can I give you more information there? I said before about the night at home. It's one that put the earphones on, and it's somewhere that the drums are okay. My computer's closed at home. But I know what the airport you want to pay. You put the ground, you can judge very much.
If you think this is the deal of the Castro Road, yeah, I think it could be a much fun because it hardly has worked for him when the connection was bad. So it just could be swells and roads the way you are in relation to the connection. That's what's happening.
Fairmont, the only councillor I've been able to hear tonight with any clarity at all is Councillor Clark, and I believe he is in Teams as well. There's a real echo coming out of the chamber. I cannot make anybody out. I'm getting about 10% of what's been discussed. So if the issue can't be resolved, Chair, I'll have to leave the meeting. Thank you.
Okay.
Chair, we will hopefully, if we can get through look at the pitch take a recess, so that we get another unit and can I take a recess so that we have to try to resolve.
Remember how they know that we gave this in because we had the debate so far and we want to take it to a vote to the Executive Division in the Chamber. Just on that point, Mr. McMurray, could you clarify in simple terms for the members if the microphone close to you, so that those at home could potentially hear it as well, just the one directly proposing?
I can tell you just that folks at the Chamber admit that I am to the body of the Council's form.
Okay. Are we happy enough to do with the show of hands in the Chamber?
Chair, we can't really move
on. What's the
problem? The connect between in and out of the Chamber.
The Chamber's a hybrid.
The door is a hybrid.
Okay, so we agree?
This is just a roll call vote, is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, so, Councillor Andrews?
Yes.
Apologies, I didn't have the actual list.
Yeah, anybody in the chamber, we detect you haven't got your computer microphone on. Turn your computer microphone off,
please. I'm good. Okay. Yeah. When you go to answer, you need to use it in your favor.
Use the chamber microphone when speaking in the chamber, please. It's actually what's causing a bit of an echo to say the least. Okay?
Okay, Councillor Brown.
Councillor Brown, I think you're on mute.
Okay. Councillor Burgess?
Yes.
Councillor Byrne?
Yes.
Councillor Keaton?
Yes.
Councillor
Clark?
Against. Councillor Byrne?
Against.
Councillor Devlin? Yes.
Councillor
Enright? Oh. Councillor Finnegan?
Oh. Against.
Councillor Gallagher?
Against.
Councillor Gibbons has left the meeting, so he's absent. Councillor Hammond? Against. Councillor Hammond.
Against.
Councillor Hart.
Against.
Councillor Hyle.
Against.
Councillor Larkin.
Against.
Councillor Lee Searchner.
For.
Councillor Lewis.
Against.
Councillor McGinnis.
Against.
Councillor Malone.
Against.
Councillor McAteer.
Against.
Councillor McAvoy.
Absent.
Absent. Councillor McKee.
Against.
Councillor McKevitt.
Against.
Councillor McMurray.
For.
Councillor McGrew.
Against.
Councillor Murphy.
Against.
Councillor O'Hare.
Against.
Councillor Murray.
Yes.
Councillor Owen.
Against.
Councillor Ryan.
Against.
Councillor Rice.
Against.
Councillor Long.
Against.
Councillor Savage.
Yes.
Councillor Sharman.
Against.
Councillor Stokes. Please apologize. Councillor Taylor.
Yes.
Councillor Tenney.
Against.
Councillor Traynor.
Absent.
And Councillor Walker.
Absent. And Councillor Gibbons is against. 3-4 and 33.
Okay, so 3-4 and 33 again.
Is it possible to go back to Councillor Brennan? We'll see if he's in here probably.
Councillor Brennan.
Against.
Thank you. 34 against and 34, so the close calls.
Okay, we'll take a brief recess until we have time. You have almost all the colleagues for this tonight, but instead of trying to make sure everybody hears what they said, it's a 15-minute reset. See if I can get one for us.
Item six, the proposed, just
to recap, item six, the proposal from Mr. Murray is along with. Okay, I believe we're everybody back, is that right? Okay, we're still on ERT. SPNR, apologies, SPNR. So, with any other matters arising from SPNR, can you please use the chat, please, for Councillor Vernon?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Page 3, it's on the draft publication scheme. Just to change the agreed board there, it wasn't a suggestion to review it 1 year, it was also accepted by Councillor.
What item is that again, Councillor Vernon?
Page 3, SPNR 120.
Okay, people can hear it loud and clear. Hopefully that's a good thing. Okay, any more matters arising from SPNR? Okay. Move on to item number 7, which are the minutes of the Active and Healthy Communities Committee. Through the minutes for accuracy, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6. Page 7, page 8, page 9. We have a proposal. Councillor Castro Murray, Secretary Castro McAteer. Any matters arising? No matters arising from item number 7. Councillor Clark, do you comment?
Yeah, Chair, just very briefly, in regards to it's page 2, in regards to the disability access onto the beaches, just want to say, since I brought the first motion in regards to this issue in 2018, you know, it's a long period of time. We've been trying to, you know, get this much needed facility. The Downs Road is the preferred site for the change of places. And anybody that's on neighbourhood service knows the length of time we've been looking at the toilet strategy. You know, so I think it's, you know, it's imperative that we do push on with this urgently. This is a much needed facility. I would like to pay tribute to Naomi Hearn also, who's re-energised the campaign for this. I've been contacted by numerous disabled people who want to, you know, avail of the facilities that we have on Newcastle Promenade. So as quickly as possible as we can move this forward. A year even seems a long way off. You know, we should have business cases ready for the change of places. Toilet facility in Downs Road. I think that's the main stumbling block that I can see. But if some officer maybe come back and give us the detail on why it would take a year.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Clark. Any more comments, questions? Manager item from item number 10. Okay. Move on to item number 8, which is the minutes of the Sustainability and Environment Committee meeting held on the 17th of August 2022. And the third priority, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, the proposer and seconder. Councillor McKellar proposed, seconded by Councillor Andrews. Okay. Councillor Brown saying he's still having sound problems, maybe if they're all brought up. If members at home, if you could just maybe let us know on the chat if you're hearing okay. Alright, thank you. Any matters arising from item number 8? Okay. Move on to item number 9, which is the planning over development plans. There's no issues. Okay. Item number 10, the Northern Housing Council meeting.
10 through to 10, 11, 12, 13
are all for information and willing correspondence. Any comments? That brings us then to the motion for this evening. The first motion is from Councillor B. Surgeoner of the Federal Council, and the notice of motion, and I'll ask him to read out the notice of motion, please. Peter?
Thank you, Chair. Basically, that this Council recognises that hybrid meetings enable easier participation and strengthen democratic engagement, but also be more environmentally sustainable and cost effective. Therefore, Council supports a continued commitment to hybrid meetings. I will write to the Department for Communities for Quite the Next Vision and brought forward to facilitate this. I want to take all necessary steps to enable hybrid meetings on ground cases. What we feel about it is with this motion, that was encourage a broader demographic to stand for, to become elected, and remain as local councillors, recognizing that hybrid meetings enable easier participation from those with young families, with care responsibilities, disabled people, among others, therefore, they're more likely to consider running for office. Now, during these uncertain times, some of our meetings have the added environmental benefits of less need to travel to two council sites, and would therefore be less of a burden on the ratepayers. That the will of the council support hybrid meetings to make that an option. Thank you.
Thanks, David. Next, David, any motions from the seconder?
I'm seconding, Chair.
Yeah, are you speaking on
Just briefly. Yes, I think, David.
a range of people who could participate in council and public representatives would be greatly enhanced by this body. People who have jobs that conflict with working as an administrative representative would find it easier to participate. I remember myself for a number of years ago when my wife was ill for a couple of years. I had a young child to look after. Arriving here at council with my young child and not being able to participate in council because there was no arrangements possible for my young child. He wasn't even allowed to sit outside the chamber. Had hybrid meetings been in place at that time, I could have participated from home. I think we need to open up the range of people that can participate, and as David says, we can drive down the cost. The expenses over the last couple of years have been much less, and don't think that the attention of council meetings have suffered at all. Thank you.
Yeah, Councillor Rory, probably with me.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I want to come in before the motion's read, just so we can take up any motion. Obviously, there's agreement, will be agreement across the chamber on it, but part of the information is around the council position that we were retaining, and this sort of falls up last day, that's said that he was not the council at the time, but the department did go out of consultation on this. The council put back a very, very strong response, which you all fed into Indigenous councillors and as a corporate body in that council. Of which we took the position of buying hybrid meetings, the future use of hybrid meetings. We outlined the issues around sustainability, the cost of this, the economy, and sort of the environment of people that are prisoners, people that are inherently leading stuff. So by that, we need to reflect that in this motion. I was surprised when the motion came forward that that wasn't noted back to the proposal of the motion that we've already done this for the last couple of months. I wouldn't want it to go out into the public or the official meeting position because we've really got one response in there for the consultation. That's when Mr. Harry came back and said that we would extend the powers for hybrid meetings for us 6 months, nothing again. So we need to reflect that in here because if we just go back, the reason why we're raising this is my conclusion. If we go back and ask for the same points in a motion that we put through this consultation a couple of months ago to the minister, we're going to get no follow-up. So we need to build on the points and the feedback we got from that consultation and try and make it even stronger and develop our permanent legislation. Point of information is around what we've already submitted to the department, we've already contacted them, we've already taken a stance, that's called a body, and that's your reflected response.
So are you making an amendment?
Yeah, I did maybe ask the proposal to walk that into the board and this motion, that we can be bringing very more steps and rewriting the minister asking for permanent legislation. But we're doing what we've already done through the consultation, but I think we're not going to get very far by doing the same thing twice. So maybe reaffirm and see if we can push for permanent legislation.
What he says, what are you suggesting?
The council reaffirms its commitment to hybrid meetings at the start. I don't mind that, you know, the issues around why we have brought hybrid meetings because we've brought in the consultation, and that we rewrite to the minister or the department of communities on the basis of permanent legislation. Because we will get a generic response back saying that we do have the response from the council for the public consultation, and that would be a sign for
any board. Okay, so if I'm correct, your amendment is this council reaffirms its commitment to hybrid meetings and recognises that. Is that right? Is your line of thinking? Just to make a proposal, I have an amendment proposal to put
this. Yeah, this council reaffirms its commitment to hybrid meetings.
And recognises that hybrid meetings. Just insert that this council then reaffirms its commitment to hybrid meetings and then and the open meetings as is.
Yeah, and I think we're ready to the Parliament to use the prior to legislation to brought forward. So as I said, this, we've done much of the consultation to write the Parliament communities request and permanent legislation. We've already had those comments back in, you know, just about the back. So it's getting around the permanent legislation on this. And reaffirming our commitment to the hybrid meetings because it's only the service of the officers in our consultation response to people who benefit as well.
Just on the as a point of on the point of information, Councillor Leigh Kirchner was advised that there is already a regional working group that has been established to review the existing legislative provision on remote and hybrid meetings and the issues raised in the DFA call for evidence and to inform the draft of new regulations for consideration by the Minister. So I think that's probably the basis of what Councillor Burns is referring to.
Okay, so This has to be affirmed. It's part of the hybrid meetings. And the current motion reads now to the end. Is that correct? Those so other amendments and the project committees. Councillor Brown.
Yeah, it's just the project amendment that's in. Because we did write, as Marie is saying, they don't work as long, we did write that the legislation is still on this. I think I want to wish you what you have to come back because we've got a spread, we've got already still have the legislation. We've contacted the Department of Communities as well. We're well aware that it was emergency legislation that could potentially be made permanent. There's a working group working at reviewing it to see what the next steps are. And we don't see it necessary that we write to the Department of Communities again on this issue. Once again, with that working group taking place. So we were going to amend it to end after their work council supports to continue to commitment to hybrid meetings, full staff, take out with the right to the farm community requesting legislation for our board to deliver this, but we're already on and we're taking necessary steps to enable hybrid meetings to occur on our basis.
First one has been accepted. The second amendment, are you prepared to accept it? Is it?
Yeah,
on the basis of the facts of the time, sense. So the motion then reads this council reaffirms its commitment to hybrid meetings and recognizes that hybrid meetings enable easier participation and strengthen democratic engagement by also being more environmentally sustainable and cost effective. Therefore, council supports the continued commitment to hybrid meetings. Okay. Is everybody in the chamber in agreement? So I was sort of comments and of course, Councillor Gibbons. Thank you, Mr. You didn't want to comment, Councillor Gibbons, did you?
No, Chair, it's okay. That's okay.
All right, Councillor Reddy.
Yes, Chairman. From the DUP group, opposed the motion as it stands. We believe that in-person meetings can create a sense of connection and empathy that is difficult to replicate via digital. We believe in-person potential meetings encourage more collaborative participation, as members can read the meetings and participate better. We would also suggest that casual discussions before an in-person meeting over a meal or a cup of tea can lead to better relations between people of differing political persuasions during the meeting. And I would point out my mother and daddy was already charming and very flushing tonight. It is harder to argue with people who would enjoy a full pre-meeting discussion. And in-person meetings also demonstrate to the electorate that their representatives are prepared to make the effort of allocating time and attending meetings on their behalf. We propose an amendment that although council and main committee meetings are held in person, while meetings that carry no executive decisions can be hybrid. And that was the amendment we were going to say.
Councillor Turner? Okay. David, you prefer to accept that?
No.
Okay. So remember that. Okay. Bit of order, please. We'll have to take the DUP proposal from Henry. For the net there, amendment to a vote.
Chair, question for you, too.
Yes, Councillor Brown.
Just on the amendment before we open, can we have the amendment for the decision that we've taken that the force we put in public consultation for the position on hybrid meetings? can we take an event that go against that position that people know would go to hospital level?
Yes, Sarah's telling me that the decision was taken in February, which is 7 months ago.
What I was saying, so the
problem is that the amendment has been held to a vote. So, you want to look at a vote on, can you just, your amendment begins, please, Henry, I'll tell them how to get it on.
The amendment is
a Article 3.
Chairman, the amendment is that all full, council, and main committee meetings are held in person when meetings have been up for executive conditions have been outwritten.
Are you talking about adding that after the current amended motion at the end of hybrid meetings?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not prepared. You see that as a negative for what you're proposing? Okay.
Sure.
I need to take people in the order here, of course. Councillor Taylor, I'll come back to you in a few.
The challenge that we used for it since we had the 19th of January this year with the San Francisco Maternity for our workers, for our zero net access, we can send one way about these. So, the way I'm really worried about this, it wants to get very complicated about the standard still stuff, you know, doing this in every large one of this special circumstances, you know, people now, but it's not a situation where people are just sitting at home and staying sitting at home, but there are scenarios where, I've spent the money away, and that's why I don't fully support them. I do support the council in many ways, but there just are sometimes issues where the rest of that experience this year where I can't see sympathetic to be supported, which I certainly think in person people are far more beneficial. But there are scenarios where a lot of those committees need, for instance, part of the performance center, where it is not more beneficial to do it by hybrid approaches and things like that. I don't see it. Thanks so much. I've shown some consideration to do that. I know we're complicating the amendment, but certainly, I guess you can have to vote up, say, and it's kind of dynamic ways that it will certainly help them to come earlier this year. And that's our other tax solution in recent years as well. So, the basis of the motion, I just worry sometimes when you get into a situation where everybody sits at home and I don't think that's the case you can start later, but there are circumstances where the hybrid approach
From the start, I was unwell, and I was able to vote. And I was there to see which needs to vote in the hospital. I was just trying to vote and take part. And I see no advantages. I think the word reaffirms is a good word on the back of the rest of it here. And I hope it's a motion because we don't want to rewrite what's already written. And obviously, there's a working group set up to deal with that. I believe that there has to be various savings like people working from home, and it means not only as a council member, but as staff, the whole way across, because it has to be saving to the environment. People don't want the environment and climate change, and this is one of the ways I believe we can be seen as a council, to be a statement for everyone, and to set an example to others. And if you look at the bigger picture, Whitehall, the last week, is selling off £1.5 billion worth of assets. Property that they don't need because they know what they've been doing. People are working from home. And I think maybe if he has a CR, such that is there any way we can save more money for the rate payer? And I think, you know, as it stands at the minute, I do believe as it stands at the minute, both the council and the other four main committee meetings is something you must always attend in person in a room. For all of the others, if they need to get we can save some home, I think that's something that needs to be continued on. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews.
That's a good one. Any questions? All right.
I
can look here. Thank you.
Yeah, I was glad that it was a question earlier. I just didn't get all the mind put in there. Obviously, the work from the House of Peers was possible through all kinds of individuals, political parties, everybody has one of the interests of our communities. They are obviously going through that, and it would be good, very, very good reason to keep an eye on what we do in those instances, like the EPC and their amendment. Surely we should be able to go through those and try and connect with a model that suits, you know, right across the council or right across all the councils. I think to the end, about 6 months after tasking the regional working group to go through this, and then just change that line that went. I mean, that just flies against the public last year. COVID did fast forward us, this decision of being able, but I think we would have got there. This is a more inclusive council for people in special circumstances. We cannot, it's such a grey area, we cannot sit and mitigate for all those circumstances that may need to live daily in hybrid by just having amendments torn across the board today. So I think the temporary legislation is put in law for 6 months, it's going to be in the hybrid one for the next 6 months. That's the reason what we'll do is we'll come back and let's see what suits us as council. Keep having a change in the zoning amendments because this, we're never going to cover everybody, and we want to be more inclusive and not close doors to people with disabilities and stuff. So I think we should trust a whole year of process.
Okay,
Mr.
Hannah.
Thanks, Chair. Yeah, I just want to make a point that I think the amendment from the DUP is really restrictive, and I think, you know, if we go back 2 years from now, nobody even would consider hybrid, even in the word. And we look at employers right across the board now, and every HR department in the round is looking at hybrid working policy for their employees. So, you know, it just shows that people do need that flexibility, especially as Councillor Taylor pointed out, with small families, their commitments with family, their current responsibilities. And, you know, going as far as to say the cost of the rate payer for bringing councillors to life and rent the district and the neutral housing. You know, I think it's important that we be very careful in what amendments we're making to the motion tonight, that actually councillors will be being able to attend. And, you know, we'll have to reconsider what they're actually proposing here tonight, because it's actually excluding councillors rather than being implicit.
Thanks, Councillor O'Grady.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Look, I have a lot of sympathy for what the DUP have put forward, and I can see the merits of, you know, their counter proposal. We all have families, we all have responsibilities outside the home. Sometimes, at home, sometimes something might happen in our car, we end up working late at our other jobs or whatever the case may be. So, hybrid certainly has its place. I think the easiest way of dealing with this at the minute is that, you know, through our individual party group leaders, is that the recommendation we put out to councillors to, if at all possible, to please come into the chamber, because I do think there is a lot of merit of coming into the chamber, and certainly when you have technical issues such as tonight, it certainly makes your job and the job of other chairs very, very difficult. So I, you know, I think we all know how we have to hold on this.
But to acknowledge what the DUP are trying to do, I think party leaders need to be stepping a strong message out to members where, unless it's extreme circumstances, you know, people make the effort to come in and work as a party in the chamber.
That's okay.
Yeah, thank you. Council agree pretty much exactly what I was going to say, and I'll agree the whole party differently. We would be encouraging party councillors to a person that is desirable, as much fun as it is to chair a committee meeting by this group, because of it's hard to be in person. As many people as possible in terms of expanding the people who want to be involved in local government and special circumstances that I've already attended from the point of view, where we can find a way that support in the United States on. If we can at least do that, I think that would be a good way forward. Because I am concerned, so there's not many amendments and different proposals made that we get quite complicated. And the message that I want to talk to you about could be also another point.
Okay. Yeah, back to you. Are you prepared to accept that request from Councillor Taylor, or are you happy for me to proceed with a vote on the DUP amendment?
Yeah, I'm
happy to
proceed with the amendment.
Okay, we have the DUP amendment that appears to be the written in the room, so we're going to take a vote on the DUP amendment. The first amendment was accepted. The second and the third, the fourth amendment was accepted, the second amendment was accepted, but the third amendment hasn't been introduced in the chamber. So, in the DUP motion, we're going to vote on that amendment for or against. So,
Councillor Andrew?
Against.
Councillor Brennan?
Against.
Councillor Burgess?
For.
Councillor Byrne?
Yes.
Councillor Casey?
Against.
Councillor Clark?
Against.
Councillor Hearn?
Yes.
Councillor Devlin?
Yes.
Councillor Edmund?
Against.
Councillor Finnegan?
Oh. Against.
Councillor Gallagher?
Against.
Councillor Newman?
Against.
Councillor Hammond?
Yes.
Councillor Hammond?
Or.
Councillor Hart?
Yes.
Councillor Hart?
Against.
Councillor Larkin?
Against.
Councillor Fletcher?
Against.
Councillor Hood?
For.
Councillor McGinnis?
Against.
Councillor McAteer?
Against.
Councillor McAvoy is also. Councillor McKee?
For.
Councillor McKevitt?
Yes.
Councillor McMurray?
Yes.
Councillor Mulgrew?
Against.
Councillor Murphy?
Against.
Councillor O'Hare?
Against.
Councillor O'Murray?
Yes.
Councillor Owen?
Four.
Councillor Redding?
Four.
Councillor Wright?
Against.
Councillor Long?
Against.
Councillor Savage?
Against.
Councillor Sharpton.
Again.
Councillor Stokes, Councillor Taylor. Councillor Tilley. No, 7 against and 20 and 4. No, sorry, 7 4, 20 and against.
Okay, so that amendment falls through. The motion goes forward as for the first hearing amendments. Okay. Next amendment, number 8. Bit of order, folks, please. Bit of order. Wait, let's try and get to it. Okay. Item number 15 is motion of motion for funding for cross border and access travel. Councillor Emery, if you would like to read out the motion and advise, you will be seconding the motion in accordance with Standing Order 16.16. This motion will be deferred to the Strategy, Policy and Resources Committee.
Thank you, Chair. And it will be seconding this. This Council recognises the opportunity presented by cross-border tourism on the importance of active travel for an healthy and sustainable lifestyle. It also recognises the role of projects such as that of Water Bridge and the island-based operations supporting this. Council will appoint an officer responsible for identifying funding for cross-border tourism and active travel in the area within a month of this motion being passed. The Council will form the right of the federal government to share their island commitment, expressing interest in submitting formal application for a number of projects which will support cross-border tourism and active travel in the area. This will specifically include applications for the remainder of funding for the Island Basin Project. 2. Underneath those cycle expressway. 3. Connective cycle lanes as a greenway to the Canary City and the centre on the 7th. And the link to more as well as the other one has to go the way. Thank you.
May I come to the second of the year? Let me hear you are speaking. Alright, so that will be the SKR. Okay, item number 16 is a notice of motion on mother and baby institutions in Northern Ireland. Notice of motion received from Councillor Lewis Spencer. We propose the motion to be drawn and have a series of seconds.
Thank you, Chair.
Seconded
by Councillor
Hall.
Please,
we'll
discuss the principal. Recognize the impact of mother and baby institutions in Northern Ireland. We further acknowledge the abuse, harrowing that's administered across the denominational and transgenerational trauma impacting many families across our district. This council will encourage anyone impacted by the mother and baby institutions, Madeline laundries and workhouses in Northern Ireland between 1922 and 1990 to come forward and confidentially seek assistance from the dedicated police service of Northern Ireland We commit to ensuring that information temperature and signposting of advice is available within our civic centres and our public community films for the law of a couple of public ago by constituent whose family and great grandmother has suffered as a result of these institutions and the lasting trauma and impact that has had on the family from 1956 until now is still impacting them when they're fighting out for our nation and when they're working with the pace and eyes and the best data state that they're actually finding out stuff that they didn't know at the time, and the impact of this be seen by the fact that his great grandmother, who was housed in Emily's home, died when she was only 35, and that in effect is a last legacy on the family because of the stigma which was attached to the fact that his relatives were actually born with him in this home. So I would thank the council and thank South Thurston for their consideration.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair. I welcome this motion being brought forward by Councillor Lewis. We are all aware of the treatment of women and the judgment of women throughout the 20th century and the pain and shame that they were made to feel, and that was pain and shame based on the views of society at the time. And society now is ashamed of that view, and unfortunately the women that found themselves in workhouses, mother and baby houses, mounted and laundries came from all sections of our communities, and indeed were women from all backgrounds. People that were found themselves in these institutions in the 1920s, unfortunately for them and indeed their babies, it is most likely too late for any regret. But certainly we need to do everything that we can to support mothers and their children to come forward. And that anybody that can be found guilty of any wrongdoing must be brought to justice. In terms of being able to signpost and support women and children that come forward, I know certainly, Women's Aid did a very successful faith space initiative a number of years ago for people that were the victims of domestic violence, where there was like a little symbol, where people knew that that was where they could go to get help. And also, there's a thing like the JAM card for people that maybe have learning difficulties. And perhaps we need to be working closely with different departments and organisations to see if there's something like that that we could put out and do a campaign on, to say that if you are a child who was born of a mother who had to endure these terrible conditions and situations and stigma, that this is somewhere where you can come to get the appropriate signposting and support. I hope that many of the adults that are now dealing with this situation will actually get some clarity as to their background and the situation that their mothers find themselves in. As I said, this is now the shame of our country and how we dealt with women and how we judge with women. And I hope that we will all work together to try and support those to get the answers and support that they desperately need. But I would suggest we try to look at a campaign like that that will be easily identifiable to some people, and of course that would include the training of frontline staff so that they would have the information at hand. Thank you. Well, I would just say that, perhaps we at the council could look at something like that and perhaps have a meeting at some stage with the PSNI to see, and probably Women's Aid would be a good one to look at as well, to see if there is something like the safe space that women would have used that were victims of domestic violence and people with learning difficulties or autism were in the sort of JAM card. It's an indication that the staff were trained to give them that little bit of extra time and support. So perhaps not a member, but certainly a request that we look at that we take that forward and see if we can explore that we have something that's instantly recognisable to people that find themselves in that situation.
Are you followed up with that department of that question? Okay. Thanks for watching. Councillor McMurray.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Well, I'm certainly the alliance here with happy to support the motion and the subsequent proposal to the mother and baby's home and what my partner is a light of our collective history, I think, so much highlighted, needs to be highlighted and to help those survivors and those victims come to some sort of closure, I guess. So I'm certainly happy to support them. There's still answers to be provided. I've been working to share on this. There's also the problem with the first of the intergenerational effect. Still, survivors carry with them. They want to set up psychological scars to send the past on to their children. So, certainly, any systems being offered in the local families in the request for justice as a local authority, which one of our efforts is to look after that part of our services. We should endeavor to do that now with the animal society to stay happy to support folks.
Thanks very much, Jerry. I was going to say that we support the motion and the statement.
Can you pull the microphone closer to you just in case
people can't hear me? Somebody can't hear me. We're supporting the motion tonight, and all too often, we've been sitting in the chamber talking about the trauma of different things, but in my eyes, there's none. Worse than the mistreatment and the horror effects that other male units right across, right up until 1990, believe it or not, which in many ways wasn't that very long ago, like it was in my generation. I personally have sat with a lady who was in the institution, and I cried with her. Couldn't help it. The story was horrendous. Where her education didn't happen because she was at work. She can't read, she can't write. And it's very, very important that she's not on her own. There's others out there that haven't had the education and given out leaflets, maybe encouraging someone to come to our offices, which is the right and just that we should be doing that as a council. But we need to bring that further that women can access, that can access the information in all ways, and maybe the council should be looking into that. Roisin spoke very well and all the stuff that I want about the justice and all that and the wrongs that need to be put right, or at least we should be helping to put those right. The stigma and all that goes with the right across, it's just incomprehensible for someone who had, I suppose, normal upbringing. So I think maybe Michael would want to make and be associated with the marks before. Was that the information that's currently put that's going out, I'm not too sure that women would put in a gentleman at the reception. I think that they should be left in our state spaces like our women clients right across council visits to try and encourage it that way. It's an awful thing that happens. I'm delighted that this motion has come forward and that we're seeing as a council to be able to support what our recommendations in trying to help other organisations that are ready to try and help. I love that. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. To the legal company, those everything that I've said, and that was motion brought forward by the press committee. Without being repeating any more than anyone else has said, just in July last, it was brought to my attention by a son who's obviously a grandson, and he spoke of his father, and he spoke about his granddaughter. And believe it or not, it's helped me to get an honour. I just knew that it was heartbroken. And then the story he was telling me, his biggest problem was the stories that he couldn't tell, and what his father couldn't tell, because everything was hidden. And it was really a sad state of affairs, so I'm sure he came to hear this and appreciated this and take forward. Thank you.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Pastor Rose, for bringing this morning. Very carried away with him and his position, and I think a lot of our best to be sent out today to ask for more compassion. I support for these women and their families, that this has translated across generations and has a very lasting impact on the families. And you know, what we need to do is remove that stigma, create openness and transparency. I think that before you come to motion and Karen and Carol, your motion today, I think we'll do that. So if you want to write a motion, please do.
Thank you, Chair. I thank all the professors, all professors from their brothers at that board and their backing, and again, happy to get the all of the work they have. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. I think we're all in agreement then.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much, folks. That concludes the meeting. Thank you for your patience with the technology issues. Okay, can we see you in the morning?
Thanks, Chair.